Craig McManus joins us on Michigan Ag Today, owner of M&W Seeds. And let's talk about M&W Seeds. First, a brief history, Craig. I think you date back to your beginnings in 2007, correct?
That is correct.
What was the thought at that time, and how has progress gone over those many years?
Well, M&W Seeds was basically just kind of founded by two Michigan producers. Got involved in seed production in 2003 and elevated the level to, you know, our own retail brand, and really just wanted to provide producers with an option for very high quality seed corn and soybeans at a fair price. We kind of thought we lacked that out in the corn market with all the corporate shenanigans that go on, you know, throughout the seed industry. We wanted to be upfront and transparent with our customer base, and it's that basis has really bloomed and blossomed into a company that's been fairly successful on our front.
You're located in Southeast Michigan, and you sell seed to what areas of the country?
We market all the way from Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, out into New York, Pennsylvania, Maine, Vermont. And we do have some shipments currently this year going out into the Dakotas and to Idaho. So the company is continuing to stretch and grow. And then obviously we produce seed corn on the wholesale market for other seed companies as well.
What does it take to be successful? And I'm talking specifically about your corn and soybean seed. Obviously, what's in that bag is pretty important to your customers. So what does it take to get them something that's good quality and is going to get them the results they're looking for come harvest time?
Absolutely. Great question. I guess in our selection process, when we're evaluating genetics on corn hybrids or soybean varieties, we are typically looking for the products that are better pass to pass across the farm. I don't know if that makes sense, Andy, but we want the products that are the steady eddies. You know, all of us as producers, I mean, we're not only a seed corn producers, but we also farm, you know, on a commercial standpoint. So we're looking and evaluating hybrids that we would want to plant, you know, the ones that make us money on the, you know, on every variable soil that goes across the farm. You have that in one pass, and we look for those hybrids that are in soybean varieties that are better on that average. You know, the averages are what makes money for the grower and our customer base, and that's kind of how we select products.
Your tagline, M&W Seeds, where farming is an honor, passing on the knowledge is priceless. Tell me what you mean by that.
I guess for our company as a whole, that next generation is critical to our survival, so to speak. So, you know, for us as a company, we look at our customer base as investors in our company. So they're not just customers. I mean, they're critical part of our organization, and we want to make sure that they are successful, and we want to make sure that they pass on the knowledge that they have, you know, to their kids, and as we pass it on to ours, you know, to grow our company. I mean, this is a family organization, and I think we hold that, you know, very near and dear to our hearts. And for us, it's an honor to do this, but passing on that knowledge to the next generation is just critical, and for me, it's priceless.
For a producer out there, and you say you are one of those, so you know how it is, they may be a little bit hesitant to make a change, but how can a producer begin to consider making a transition?
Well, we've got obviously a fair amount of sales contacts out, our dealer distribution network throughout these states and areas. You can get contact with us through our Facebook page, through our web page, has all the contact information, and we definitely are looking for more distribution and individuals that will represent our brand. And we're pretty proud of what we produce and put out there, and we'll put it next to, you know, any competitor that we got with 100% confidence that you know, customer will be successful with it. Our loyalty that we have for our brand is really pretty high, and I'm pretty proud of that. That just tells me that we're going in the right direction.
As it should, definitely. M&W Seeds obviously sells seed. Craig, anything else that you offer for solutions for your customers?
Absolutely, Andy. 2 years ago, M&W Seeds launched a subsidiary division of our company called M&W Aerial, and we offered that as a service to customers and clients for drone application to help mitigate risk out in the production fields. We want our company as a whole to be a solutions company, not just a seed company, but be able to help customers and growers have a successful crop from start to finish. So we added the aerial application aspect of our business. We also have a sales department for drones and a service department for drones as well, if customers are interested in purchasing their own drones for their own application. So yeah, it's been an exciting time to be in the seed business, and I guess in our organization it continues to grow, and we add more personnel, and those contacts are basically on our web pages as well.
Your product catalog is online, and you mentioned the contacts are online as well. I'm impressed with that. Plenty of contacts with phone numbers. It looks like maybe cell phone numbers too, not one number, but different numbers for each, which makes, at least it appears that that makes your folks very approachable. And that's all on the website, mwseeds.com.
That is correct, Andy. Absolutely. All of our contacts would be more than willing and able to help any customer get a chance to take a look at the product.
Once again, joining us today, owner of M&W Seeds, Craig McManus. Craig, good to talk with you. Good luck in the year 2025 and coming seasons as well with the growth of your business.
I appreciate that, Andy. It's a great time to be in agriculture, and we look forward to helping new customers and current customers help grow their operations and be extremely successful to pass it on to the next generation.